The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to episode 22 of Blurreds in the Hood with me, resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington. Yeah, black man, I hella dope.
And
yeah,
I'm the swaggy blur Winston. Hella
dope. Yo, hella dope. Shout out to Mr. Al Hardy.
You know, this is his brand right here. Grab this off the internet.
I'm about to grab me one of those, and I didn't know if I wanted the orange or the yellow, but I think
I got an orange crew neck.
So how does the orange look?
Oh, it's fire.
Okay, so I just wanted, because, like, again, darker skin, orange is going to pop with darker skin no matter what, but I know I'm going to do I'm probably going to do both, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying. I mixed it up, and because they had this color and that in both the crew and the hoodie and the t-shirt, so I got this in the t-shirt, and I got the crew in orange, because I already have, you remember I was wearing that last winter, I had a crew neck in this color, so I asked Kristen, and she was like, I would just get two.
Well, you know, I got the Harley Quinn crew neck sweatshirt.
You do?
Yeah, it's a Harley Quinn pink one. It's in there. Go straight through my closet. Yeah, we're in the studio, aka my bedroom. It's in there. It's gonna be pink. Make sure you dig in. All right. It's not that far back. Go. It's closer to.
Is that where you keep your sex
doll? No, not that way. Go to the other way. Go the other way. Other way. You will see it. It's in there. It's probably in between clothes. All right. So nonetheless, while he sits there and try to find it, is in there. I mean, it's the fact that he's
there. Yeah. Okay. What about
No, I'm just saying that I got a pink crew neck sweatshirt. And so like that pink popped
out. How we went on this quest for what reason now?
Because you started out with the shirt. But nonetheless, man, thank you to everybody who's been rocking with us week in and week out. We appreciate y'all. We got another week of things to talk about. It's been trying week as always. I mean, what's new? Now, hey, they're hanging niggas again.
Whoa, you were jumping topics.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't the subject. My bad. I was just on my heart.
We'll get there because they are. But the reason why I wanted to say that is because I wanted to back end that into another thing that happened last night.
Oh, by the way, I don't have bubbly like he does. I have muscle milk because I've been doing not P90X, Focus T25 and jumping ahead of people.
Well, I mean, we all have been doing T25. You mean that you've just been trying to, okay.
Jumping ahead of people.
Yeah, that's fine. So, all right. So, for those that aren't aware.
Thank you to everybody that's watching live right now. By the way, if you're watching live, please go ahead and click over that like button if you are on our YouTube page. If you're watching us on Twitch, appreciate y'all. Go on and follow and tell people to follow us on Twitch. I had to get all that out the way because it was a lot. Like, I was having an OCD moment, but go ahead.
That's all good. It's all good. I would just also like to point out that Corey is already coming for your ass. But okay, so the big thing kind of going on right now, obviously there's still protests happening, there's still a lot going on with racial stuff, but we want to talk about Corona 2, the first wave, because people out here acting stupid talking about, oh, it's the second wave. No.
The first thing never ended. Like,
we never left the first because we couldn't get our shit together.
No, this is what happened. Niggas got tired. And by niggas, I mean the collective group of niggas. White niggas, black niggas, Mexican niggas, Asian niggas. All niggas got tired.
Maybe we shouldn't encourage white people to say nigga right now. Like, this is not the time for that.
Okay, so let me rewind that. Hold on. So, you know what? Everybody just got tired of the coronavirus. People just thought it was like, I'm done with it. I'm over with it. And that's
it. Can you imagine, you have cancer. You're like, you know what? I'm tired of cancer. I'm done with this shit.
I'm done with this cancer.
I'm just done with this shit. That's not how this works. So, look, I'm going to go ahead and pull up a graphic real quick. That's fine. So I don't know if we could. Oh, so we can't do. Oh, I got it. Close that.
Can't do the background.
Do stop camera, but keep the microphone.
What?
Do stop camera. There you go. Can y'all still hear us? I just wanted to put the damn the thing.
I'm confused.
I just wanted to put the thing in. We're trying to do a lot of things at once, y'all. Just bear with us. That's all we ask.
Because this is so confusing. I don't know what he decided to do. It's just like
I'm trying some stuff out.
Yeah, but okay. You might want to let me know. Cool. They can hear us. They can hear us, supposedly. Okay, they can hear us.
Yeah, all right, cool. So as you can see here, as it's been up for a while now, Italy was dealing with some rocky shit, but they got their shit together, and you see that their total is down. Same with Spain, same with Germany. They all were dealing with this shit hardcore in March and April, and we never stopped. And the reason why is we genuinely cannot decide to get our shit together. Okay, so you can turn your camera back on.
That's okay, I can turn the camera back on. Yeah, they had a camera right there. So
yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing I think with that. I said this on Game Time, and I'll say this here as well. When the southern groups of states decided this is all a liberal hoax, which I don't know why a pandemic became a political tool. Like, it's not about political party or affiliation. It's a pandemic. It's a global disease that's killing people. And so when everybody all of a sudden decided to be like, oh, this just ain't happening no more, we're done with it. And now you have these southern states who were the first ones to open, were the main ones, not even just southern states, states that honestly swing right, were the main ones decided to open up. And then those were the main ones that had this explosion in coronavirus cases. Like, those were the ones that did it.
Well, and what we're finding, and this is where people, I think, is people are not taking into consideration, too, because California has had a massive resurgence as well. And a lot of that, what people think, because California is always like, oh, California's blue, California's blue. Well, here's the thing. California is blue.
Let us school people why California turns blue.
California is blue in Los Angeles. California is blue in San Francisco. And, like, Oakland. And that's about it. San Diego is red. All of the country in between all that is red. It's just that we are so densely populated in those three cities, which you can almost call San Francisco, Oakland, like a DFW. It's almost one city, honestly, because they're so connected like that. That's it. Other than that, it's red all over the place. And like we said, I don't know why a pandemic has been politicized, but you have noticed Orange County, which was out here protesting. Did you see the parade of Karens that happened at their city hall?
The parade? My nigga.
You ain't seen the parade of Karens?
That is the greatest thing I've heard in my life.
Yeah, the parade of Karens.
The Karen cavalcade? The parade of Karens?
The parade of Karens. So there was a parade of Karens that went to city hall and complained about how all sorts of things like, it's basic biology. Why God made it so that I could breathe in oxygen and expel CO2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, the mask is keeping my CO2. So most of these outbreaks have happened in, there's a lot in Orange County. You're seeing a lot in Huntington Beach and all these areas around California.
That protested
having to wear their mask. They wouldn't do it. Now, we're
on the flip.
Now you're waiting to see what's going to happen with all of this, huh?
Actually, the New York Post just posted today, I wish I'd have pulled the full article, that the Black Lives Matter protests have not been the cause of the surge, because 99% of people who were protesting throughout the Black Lives Matter marches that we've had for 18 days consistently have been doing one simple thing.
Wearing masks. Yeah. I mean, and that's the one thing they asked us to do. So like it's kind of wild. And now that's not even the biggest one, which also I wanted to point out, MK Songbird. I know I've had this up here for a while. The Beijing schools closed again because of rise of cases, and it's dumb for us not to think, since we didn't self-isolate, that it wouldn't. You're exactly right. There is no reason that we shouldn't have expected that.
And I've said this on Twitter, Facebook, I've said it on various streams I've been on, and I'll say it here again. I don't know why people think the government will shut everything down again. It is going to be a state-by-state basis. I'm promising you this.
Probably.
More so city-by-city. Because the government knows if they shut down again, like they did before, you have to compensate people, in a sense, for not being able to take care of themselves, pay their bills and whatnot. And we couldn't even get a second stimulus package passed through Congress because they didn't want the CARES Act to continue. So it's just all, you know... People go out. People are moving about. You know, you can go to things. People are going back to the gym. Everybody's saying this. If you're going to do these things, make sure you are being safe and responsible and taking the necessary precautions. I know some people have been like, well, I'm not leaving my house ever. That is the wrong way to live your life, to be quite honest.
Well, Haskell420 sent us a article out in Jacksonville. It seems that a woman and 15 of her friends all tested positive for COVID because they decided once Florida opened up, they were going to go out for a full-on night of the town, and they all caught it.
But also, you know, you would definitely expect to hear that. A buddy of mine, Jamie Iovine, he was like, his buddies went to Vegas and Arizona to go kick it for the weekend, three different groups worth, and all of them have COVID. Now, also,
but that's why, because I know you're going to Chicago, and I know, like, the problem is, when you come back, because we're gonna do blurs while you're in Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. When you come back, I'm gonna be at my house that first week. I need you to isolate because I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know if people have been watching. American Airlines been lying out their ass. They've been telling everybody we're gonna take all the precautions. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have people, middle seats will be open. I have seen multiple photos of people on American Airlines flights. That bitches is full. It is seat to seat. There's people next to each other and shit. Like, it ain't nothing. So I love you, but when you, if you really going, I'm gonna need you to just chill for a little bit, and then after a week, then I'll come back to the house, to the crib, and like do the show here. Otherwise, I'm gonna do it at my house. Don't look all toe up about it.
No, because he made it seem like I have cooties.
No. I'm just trying to, like, for the same way, trying to be safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. I hear you. I accept that. I believe in that being safe. But also, what I'm saying is, you full of shit. No, I get it. Don't you spit out on my fucking computer, on my laptop, because I felt like it was about to come out. And that I bubbly didn't. Is a hard, sticky shit to get
now
out.
That's funny. He said you could just be Bubble J. We'll put you in a bubble suit. I'm okay with that if you want to do that shit.
Fuck him up, fit in a bubble in this house. Just walk around. This fuck him up, fit in a bubble. But I do agree. Again, it's the whole taking care of yourself. That's why when I flew to Chicago last time, my mask stayed on. I kept hand sanitizers on me all on deck. You know, I didn't even take my mask off on my flight. So I ensure myself. And also, I have this thing called a high immune system now, because since my incident 2.5 years ago, I wanted to make sure I don't die again. But I was going to say earlier, when we hear people, what? Cooties is good. For those who don't understand the tight end bullshit jokes that keep coming across this on the show, it started on Game Time with this dickhead and another asshole named John Roker. And so they would like to talk about the fact that in the NFL draft this year, the Bears drafted 937 tight ends, okay? They drafted every tight end available in the draft, and those that didn't play no more. They went and got tight end niggas from the grocery store that's working as backers, okay? And so now everybody has tight end jokes. Coming in inside joke. Why do I sound like Bill Cosby?
I don't know, but all I was gonna say is finish what you were saying about your immune system. But
you want to make sure. I've also made sure that I stay with my immune system high, vitamined up, and all the nutrients that I need to make sure it stays in that situation. So for the past 4 months, I've been boxing this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Since we've known about it in general. In the past 4 months, I've been boxing this out no matter what. I've gone to Walmart and Target more times than I fucking count. You know why? Because that was my place to get away. It was just to buy shit, say, okay, I need to go pick up orange juice, or I need to go pick up bubblies. So I was going to Walmart, okay? You know what I'm saying? And it's people's at the Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody live at the Walmart. Now, that's all I got to say about that.
Well, all I was going to say one way or the other was that I think the big thing, because another report came out, by BuzzFeed, they actually sent a bunch of people out to try and see how restaurants were doing. They did a case study of 2,000 restaurants. Over half of them are not following the protocols that have been asked by the CDC to be open like that. They're not keeping people separated from each other. They are not cleaning the proper amount of times that they're supposed to. Over half. So when you're dealing with the fact that we clearly didn't get this shit under control, you've opened up way too fucking early. And people aren't doing the proper things to, like, it doesn't make logical sense right now for anybody to really be out in the streets unless it's absolutely fucking vital.
But again, I think I agree with that. And I understand the whole safer at home practice and stay at home orders.
I'm even of the mindset, I do not have a problem with people doing small gatherings with people, like the whole 10 that they were doing before. Mm-hmm. So like some buddies of mine and I, we did a like picnic brunch, but we all gave ourselves 6 feet of distance. We didn't hug. We didn't dap each other up. We all sat there with masks on and we just like had brunch together so we could at least be in each other's company. You know what I'm saying? That I don't have a problem with.
But I think after a while, see, that's the difference of mindset of people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying everybody who thinks a certain way is wrong or a certain way is right. I say it's a different mindset because if I'm sitting here, if me, you, your girl, my girl, my boy's girl, my boy with this girl, my boy with this girl, we sitting there as like 5, 6, 7 couples, and we all just sitting in pairs, sitting around from each other, just looking and staring and masked. At some point, even though I understand the health reasons, it gets kind of fucking awkward.
Well, I think that's the thing, though. What is it that you what is it that you want? Because in the same way that, like, I think about whenever doctors are like, if you're an athlete and you say you tear a ligament or something like that, they're like, look, the prognosis here, you need to stay off this shit for 6 months. You stay off it for 6 months, you'll come back as strong, if not stronger, than you were before the actual tear.
Right.
If your ass makes the decision that you're just going to do whatever the fuck you want, guess what could happen? You could do more serious damage to your shit.
Doesn't make sense. I mean,
so to that point, is it awkward? Sure. This whole process has been awkward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You know what's awkward? Being a black man around a cop, and like the whole time you're there, you're just like, yes, officer, no officer.
And
like,
then pop, pop. Yeah, that's awkward.
You know what I'm saying? That's also awkward. So I don't really feel bad about people being like, well, if I'm out, I wanted like, what? No, fuck you. Like, otherwise you end up like this stupid bitch over up in Florida.
But also, here's another thing too. That's what I was about to say earlier. When we always say somebody has COVID-19, has COVID, we automatically assume the worst.
Sure.
And that has been proven it's not the case.
Sure, but I would even make the argument.
Because everybody, that's the thing. Everybody, as soon as you hear somebody has COVID, you're like, well, they're going to get sick and die. And it's like, I don't think that's the best way to put that.
But that's the big thing, though. A lot of people that have COVID, though, they aren't getting sick and dying, but they're having permanent lung damage. They're having permanent organ damage because they're now realizing that it is specifically attacking blood vessels.
Well, see, I think, again, we talked about that on Game Time. I think the problem with that statement, and I don't disagree with you, I think the problem with it is you can't tell people 1 minute, well, it's a respiratory thing, which we understand why your lungs would have scarring and your bronchial tubes from coughing so much because it's a dry hacking cough. I get that. So you would have that scarring. But then when you turn around and say, well, it's a blood disease, you're like, yo, what's happening? I can't be blood brothers, like Zach Galifianakis and them in The Hangover?
Blood vessel. That's the difference. So it is making your blood thicker, but it's specifically attacking the blood vessels. That's why your lungs are getting fucked up. Your lungs, literally, with all the capillaries and shit that they got in there and all the blood vessels in there, they're literally what is helping get oxygen into your blood.
I'm childish. Do it again. Lug the capillaries the way you just did all the
blood. Your capillaries, exactly. So that's the whole thing. Your blood vessels are throughout your entire body. That's why your organs are getting fucked up. Yeah. If all of a sudden they're constricting on your kidney, your kidney gone. If they constrict it out around your lungs, your lungs are gone.
No, I get it. So, I mean, I'm with you all the way through.
But I think that's the other problem. And this is where I put this on Trump and leadership in general. Any disease that we've ever fought, typically, when we finally get announced about it, they're like, we're still trying to figure out what this is.
But they've already started working towards a vaccine and cure.
And you have a consistent amount of communication that's explaining, like, this is what we know about it now. This is what we know about it now. The problem is when you have Fauci and the CDC and WHO all trying to do that, but you got a motherfucker talking about we got AIDS vaccines.
Which, first of all, let's talk about the orange fuck muppet for a second. If you don't know, I refuse to say it by name, okay? And I love that Winston has adopted that moniker as well for him. And by the way, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. You want to get your questions in, please go ahead and send a donation to you boys because we ain't working and this is a job. All right, cool. So the orange fuck muppet had a press conference today and there is a litany of wild shit dude said. I refuse to play anything that it said. But one of the things it said was we have some of the best and brightest and smartest scientists and they've already got the AIDS vaccine. Nigga, what? An AIDS vaccine? Are you fucking serious? Then said students having their choice to go to school is the biggest civil rights issue of the moment. What? How in the fuck are people allowing this to continue?
But that is to me what the problem is. You want to know why people are still getting out in these streets and like catching this shit, why people aren't holding it? Like, there is some personal responsibility. If you're not going to wear masks and you keep hearing from medical officials, you should. If you're a healthcare worker, so that woman that caught it with her 15 friends, she was a motherfucking healthcare worker. So if you're not taking that own stuff in your own mind, I mean, you're going to get some of that. But the problem is when you have the top down talking a lot of shit, and really kind of throwing us off into random directions so we don't quite know where this all is going, you're going to end up in this situation where you're just getting misinformation left and right.
Yeah.
And so then people freak out like, was it a lung disease? Is it a kidney disease? Is it a blood vessel? Well, the truth is they are learning. They are literally learning. They've never seen COVID before. They discovered it in 20 fucking 19. At least this particular strand, they just fucking learned about this shit.
I'm glad you stressed that part, because people do not understand. The common cold is a coronavirus.
But the big thing is, though, specifically, this is not, and this is the other thing that people get confused about, though. They think that COVID-19 means the 19th strand. No, the 19 stands for 2019, when they discovered this.
Right. It is actually SARS-CoV-2. This is a form of the SARS disease, which SARS is a coronavirus. Nonetheless, that was what we want to talk about. That we were really on that way too damn long. Let's go to our second story. All right. So check this out. Ford, again, the automotive industry is trying to do new and innovative things. And by new and innovative, they're trying to bring back old cars. And so Ford has decided it is going to bring back the Bronco. Okay. You remember the Ford Bronco, a truck? And that truck became really famous for one particular reason, because it was the truck that O.J. Orenthal James Simpson, I won't even say O.J., Orenthal James Simpson was sitting passenger side as his friend Al Cowlings drove 95 miles, was it 60 miles slow on I-405 when he was running away from the police. That was seen by 95 million viewers. Well, Ford has decided to bring in the Bronco back, right? Cool. They want to bring the truck back. We brought back the, what was the other trucks and cars from different companies that have come back? Like, some things have come back. Nonetheless, they said the best time for them to bring back the Bronco, ladies and gentlemen, is on July 9th. Now, you're wondering why July 9th means it has any level of significance or has any real symbolism. It is OJ's 73rd birthday. They are bringing the car known for infamously. Why can't I talk? Say the word.
Stop spitting on me. That's how you get COVID. Stop spitting on me.
Infamously. Written by O.J. Simpson after he supposedly murdered his wife and best friend. And I still don't believe O.J. did it. I believe his son Jason did it. That is still my belief to this day.
I just, to be honest with you, I'm not that impressed with this. If they had done this 2 years later on O.J.'s 75th birthday, I feel like that would have been much funnier.
Uh-huh.
Or if was there a case like you know, if the number 73 was important in some form or fashion, but if they had just held off for two more years, I thought that shit would have been hilarious.
I was told to tell you that you're hating about me going back to Chicago.
By who?
The person I was on the phone with before we went on the air.
Who?
Who? Can I tell you how much I hate you?
You didn't have to say that shit on air.
I just wanted to look at the phone and was told it. Fucking
where is your homie from Chicago, right?
Yes.
That's all you had to say.
What
do you not know how to fucking improvise, you little bitch?
I don't like the way you came at me initially with the how. You little clue face.
Bro, god damn, how are you could never play Jackbox with us, because the minute we play one of them lying games, you're gonna be like, I already went over this, because I get called out for this sometimes. Whenever it's like, figure out who the faker is and shit, like, it's that nigga right there. He clearly did it. Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. And every time it's me, I'm like, I don't know who it is. It's crazy. That's this nigga right here, bro.
Okay, so hold on for a second. I just saw a comment I want to put on the screen. Anthony Gonzalez says, hey, boys, I'm trying to use the size I can give you a couple of dollars, but it's not letting me log in for some reason. That's weird. So streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. We got it going down on the crawl down there. But we do have Cash App. Saul Galvin just said it best. Yes, we do have Cash App. And guess what the Cash App names are? Cash App, Mr. J. Washington is the dollar sign, Mr. J. Washington. The other dollar sign, the Swaggy Blurred. So if Streamlabs is giving you little issues, hopefully that helps. But yeah, I think I agree with you. If Ford decided to do that on OJ's actual 75th birthday,
I just wonder if 73 has anything to do with it. Like, was that how fast he was going?
No, it was like it was a slow chase in a sense.
Yeah.
Because remember, I remember being younger and watching that, and everybody thought the police gonna kill dude as soon as he come out the car. Because everybody, 95 million people watched it, because they thought,
I remember,
it really sounds weird to say this, 95 million people watched that chase because they thought they were going to see a live murder.
He's not wrong.
I mean, you're not. Yo, they also accept checks, money orders. I mean, listen, tell you something. We might take gift cards depending on the place.
All right. I have an Amazon wish list. Yeah, yeah.
More than I mean, I got to redo my Amazon wish list, but nonetheless,
it's all good. Yeah, I that's some wild shit. I mean, like Ford ain't wrong for doing that. I mean, if you associate it with OJ, I mean, I'm sure you're gonna make some money off. But I'm curious if people are actually gonna buy it. That's what I want to. Let me know. Let us know in the comments. Would you buy one of these Broncos?
It depends on what it looked like. Like if this Bronco,
it apparently looks exactly like the old one with just updated technology on the inside.
Oh no. I was gonna say if you told me the Bronco looked like a Range Rover, so I can have a bootleg Range Rover. No.
It essentially looks exactly the same. It just looks updated.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So, you know, let us know what you think about that. Let's go to the Streamlabs that we got so far. We got a couple.
We got a couple of Streamlabs I want to acknowledge. Let me refresh that. First off, let me say to Hassan Dotson, thank you for your donation. She says, Oak Cliff, that's my hood.
Put it in their face if that shit understood. They didn't know they won't, but to tell you what they would. Hey, because Oak Cliff, nigga, that's my hood. Yeah. Anybody from Dallas know that shit? Let's go.
And he says, what's your top five superhero TV shows? Top five. Okay, so.
Doom Patrol, Harley Quinn. The original Justice League. The one with before Unlimited. Unlimited is fine.
But before, I don't know.
Batman the Animated Series, and which I just realized three of those are animated. That's hilarious. And then the last one, I need to think about it for a minute.
Doom Patrol, Harley Quinn, X-Men the Animated Series.
X-Men the Animated Series.
Minus season five. Batman the Animated Series. Because I can't say two out of eight seasons. That would really suck.
Thank you, baby.
Okay. So I got to think about fifth. So, yeah. It just caught me off guard the way you leaned in. Thank you, baby. Okay. So, Jesus Christ. We got another one from, I just saw it. This damn mouse is giving me issues. From Eric Kirby, thank you for your donation. She says, hey guys, is it true Eminem said the N-word on one of his rap songs before he blew up? And if it is true, why is the black community still fucking with him? What is your favorite Eminem guest spot, i.e. Renegade with Jay-Z? That was fire. I've heard rumors, but I don't know how true it is because...
He's addressed it before.
He's addressed it? Okay.
He actually did in one of his songs on Encore, I believe, where the whole thing is about how he did use the N-word one time and he got mollywopped by people and nobody was fucking with them, and then he made a decision he would never ever again do that shit in his life. Now I've always said this anyway, remember when he blew up, he was what, like 19? So this happened when he was like 15-16 years old, and remember he said it one time and then never again. So it's one of those situations where it's like I excuse a little bit when you're a kid, depending on what the scenario is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't forgive those two kids that decided to make that TikTok.
Oh, no,
because he probably said it in terms of like, yo, what's up, my nigga, or something like that. Or like, nigga, get out my face. Something like that. Versus these
kids. Especially given where he grew up at.
Right. Versus these kids specifically went and made a hateful ass, like, niggas ain't shit, you're late, you don't have daddies, all that kind of shit in their stupid ass little TikTok. Those are two completely different things. On top of the fact, one of the things that I think is most important about this, I am more about your actions than your words. So in that particular case, not only has he apologized for it, Eminem is actually one of the largest like donors and advocates for the black community. He has donated more money to the city of Chicago, the city of Detroit, and things he's done for the community. He called out people like Azalea Banks, who don't know, or Iggy Azalea and shit, who don't know their motherfucking history about hip hop.
Which is why Iggy Azalea has no career today.
But he's out in these streets fucking doing it. So for me, that's why I fucked with Eminem, because I didn't know about this until later in his career. Like, again, when he put it out on the song.
Yeah.
But having done that research of it, for him to know specifically that he would never, ever cross that line again and has more than done everything in his power to try and make up for it, that speaks volumes.
And I would attribute a lot of that to his relationship with the members of D12. Proof, God rest his soul, being his best friend. I would not be surprised if Proof checked him on it. because proof, if you watch some of the videos from back in the day, they have the clips of them together, the way that he's, you know, schooled him on things. So again, I don't want it to be said that you give one person a pass and you don't, but that person, when it comes to Eminem, has given back to the community that basically made him. Because Eminem is not the white guy that just grew up in a regular dusty trailer park with a bunch of other white people. He's not that guy. We've seen 8 Mile. We've heard him tell his story directly. We've heard other people tell his story. So I think, I hope that, you know, helps out with that note on that one. But I appreciate your thing. We got another one from Anthony Augusto, who says, so I'm going to L.A. next month with the missus. Is there any comic book stores I should check out while I'm there?
Yes, God, Apple Comics over off of, what is that, La Brea and Melrose?
La Brea and Melrose, mm-hmm. Golden Apple Comics. Check out Earth One Comics off of Van Nuys and, what is it, Ventura. Van Nuys and Ventura. Check out Collector's Paradise.
We also didn't give what our favorite Eminem guest spot was.
Oh, I apologize for that. It's easy. You said it for me.
It's Renegade. Renegade. He ain't snapped on anything like he did.
He's never snapped as hard.
Yeah. No. The one thing I'll say, because Corey's saying in his opinion, he doesn't give anyone a pass. Again, I think it matters like when it happened and what have you done since. So again, to that point, what I'm saying with Eminem, this happened when he was a child and he has made it his life's work to never cross that line again. So like, for example, when I was in middle school, I used to say that's so gay all the time because that's what happened during the times until someone educated me why that's offensive. And I have done everything in my power to not only not do that anymore, but to be a solid ally to the LGBT community. I think about Barack. Barack was anti-gay marriage, remember? It wasn't until he actually got in office and then Biden kind of forced his hand and was like, well, yeah, we believe in it. You should.
Because I have a gay daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Biden was like,
Biden has a gay daughter.
What was it? It's one of the senators. No.
Chancey has a gay daughter. Who? Dick Cheney has
Cheney, but it's somebody else too that has another LGBTQ family member. I can't remember exactly, so I might be mistaken, but go ahead.
But my whole point is, because there's even, if I'll find the episode of PBPN for you and I'll tweet about it, but there, we did a story about this where there is a black guy who actually goes around to Klansmen and he has legitimate ass discussions with them to figure out where all this shit is rooted and how, like, why they're doing that. He's actually converted some 60 plus Klansmen out of the Klan who actively work to help black people now. That's so, like, I'm not saying that people get a pass, but I'm saying what you do with your actions after that fact, if you genuinely learn and you were trying to make amends for it, that says something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and a lot of people forget that. There are people who have said it and they're like, well, I'm sorry, okay? I shouldn't have said it, I'm sorry. But then they do it again and then again and then again, or different variations of it. And that's where you get leery on them. So
yeah.
Again, hopefully that clears it up again. We know, but you said.
I respect it. Your, you know, opinion. What? That's you, Corey. It is what it is. I'm not going to knock you for the way you feel about stuff, because we're not a monolith. Not everybody's going to feel.
We're not a monolith. So again, hopefully that answers your question.
Ooh, that's another good one. A Shop Called Quest is also really good.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I haven't found that one. So, Anthony, also, those shops, hopefully that answers your question. And, Corey, thank you for your donation. And this was something we were going to talk about a little bit later, but I want to address your question now. What are your guys' thoughts on the DC Fandom event? Also, do you think Miles and Ironheart would make a good couple in comics? Hashtag Black Love. Do you want to address it now since we have it? I mean, because we can go now or later. I mean, it's the nerd part of the show. I
wanted to kind
of
end on a happy note, but we can do it. Because a lot of other stuff is a little bit more serious. I guess we have the videos at the end.
We got the videos regardless. Okay, so, sure.
We can talk about
that. So if you haven't heard, DC Comics as a whole is doing a giant fandom event, which kicks off August 22nd, which for your boy is super exciting because my birthday is August 25th. And I was trying to figure out something I was going to do for my birthday anyway. But nonetheless, they're doing this and they're having different things. There's the U-verse, the teen-verse, the kid-verse, and all this. And it's combining all of the TV shows, movies, cartoons, and everything. And this is also in place of not having San Diego Comic-Con. You know, because
I thought San Diego was also doing a virtual
comic. Well, they're doing a virtual, but I'm just talking about the experience as a whole.
Sure.
Because even with San Diego, there's a DC area where you can see different DC personalities or stars from DC shows and all those things. So everybody's doing this virtual way this year because of all the situation with everything that's going on, which I completely understand and I respect. I'm super excited for it because, of course, those who know me, you already know I'm connected to many of the shows, personal level with friendships and professional level covering them. But also, it was announced that they are doing a Blurred and Bougie Part 2 house party. baby.
But it's all virtual, right?
I don't think the party gonna be anyway.
I can't go to that. I would love to.
It probably will be virtual. But it might be.
I'm 1,000% of the mindset. I will fuck with small gatherings also because the whole like contact shit where you can figure out kind of where around where your friends have been. I can't be in a room with like 100 niggas I never met before. I can't if I'm
well, that's scared. In regular life, nigga. I can't.
No, but
this
with
no, I
but
in I regular can't, life, I'm but, like, this is too.
No, which have you ever done that before where you've been in a bar and all of a sudden you see a wave of black people coming? You go, well, it's about time to get the fuck out of here.
I told my girl I was talking to, my girl told you about, and I told a bunch of other people, I'm like, I have this condition that when I see a bunch of black people in the room at one time, I don't know, it flares up and it's called too many niggasitis. it's called too many niggasitis.
Bro, the same shit happened. It was my homegirl's birthday. We went to the karaoke bar and it was just what? There were like five of us there, three of us being black. And then all of a sudden, literally 30 black people came in. And this is a dive bar where like beers are $3.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, happy birthday. I have to go.
Be blessed, my sister. It was a great time. Look, dude, when I worked at the Reserve downtown LA, mm-hmm. It would be nights where like the club would be like 11:30, almost 12, and it's about a nice sizable amount of people. Then all of a sudden, a wave of niggas come in, and I'm security with eight other niggas on the floor, and we just like, I'm like this. I'm like, somebody give me an edible.
I would just like to clarify. Look, shit don't always pop off because I don't want people to then take this and use us like the fucking hot.
Yes, I said shit. It's just the thing you have. I'm with this with no matter whether it's black people, white people, anybody. Especially, look, white people in $3 beers are the most terrifying thing in the world.
Well, that's particularly the type of white people.
This is true.
If you got a bunch of frat boys with $3 beers, that's
that is danger waiting.
If you see a number of Karens and they got $5 tequila shots, that's also a problem.
Because somebody's going to jail.
Right. So
and you can't tell me what to fucking do, okay? You know what my fucking husband does? Huh? How you raggedy bitch? I wouldn't normally tell
lady,
you.
Lady, all 15 of you are getting COVID. Get out of my face.
You bitches. So yeah, but nonetheless, I am super excited for more information coming up.
There's a number like the of cons. So San Diego announced one. Mm-hmm. DC did one. Funimation's doing one. Star Wars Celebration got canceled.
Star Wars Celebration, but again, that was, I don't know why people were waiting on that. This is one of those things. So Star Wars Celebration, which goes down every year in different cities, was coming back to Anaheim, California, right next to Disney World. And it officially was announced canceled. And so some people were like, oh, man, I had hope. It is.
I wonder if the NBA got that shit canceled. I wonder if they're like, yeah, we'll do it at your Disneyland. Or your Disney
World. No. Star Wars Celebration was here.
When you said Disney World, that's why I got confused.
I thought I said Disneyland.
You said World.
I'm sorry.
Land. Okay, so if it was at Disneyland, never mind. They have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, they have nothing to do with each other. But so what they decided to do, they were like, they decided to cancel because it was in the state of California. Comic-Con canceled a month later. Comic-Con was in July. Star Wars Celebration, August. There is no way an event that gathers 100,000 people from all over the world was going to cancel. And then another event that gathers 100,000 people from all over the world was not going to cancel. So
you kind of had to get rid of it. But to answer your question, Miles and Ironheart, I don't hate it.
I think it's forced if you do it.
That's my only thing.
Unless I think it's forced.
The only way that I could see that happen, I mean, it could happen, but I would need to see that develop over time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want to just see bam they together because I think I don't.
Reminds me of that episode of South Park where Cartman keeps trying to set up Token with the new black girl in school.
She's just like, cause she's black. Token.
Yeah, well, you didn't even say that. It's like, cause she's like you. She's like you. So if it naturally comes about, I have no problem with it because like Storm and T'Challa when that was a thing was fire
because it worked.
Her also being from Africa, being worshipped as a goddess, him being a king of Wakanda and shit like that. The fact that both of them are fighting crime together, that naturally worked. Mm-hmm. If this comes together like that, if they're really within each other's circle and it develops, I don't have a problem, but don't just do it to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Again, we're taking our questions right now from Streamlabs. We'll take some more questions later, but this last one we're going to go right now. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip.
And on top of that, if we see stuff in the comments, we're trying to balance the show. The way to make sure if you have a question for us is to do it via Streamlabs.
Yeah, because we're definitely looking at those. So
even if it's just a buck, I mean, I get it. You don't necessarily want to spend the money and shit, but I'll try and catch stuff in the comments if I can.
Also, this is the most recent one. Jerome Stallworth, he says, Jay, why do you think Stargirl is already way better than Supergirl and Batwoman in just a handful of episodes? And do you agree Batwoman recasting Kate Kane with the with Batwoman recasting Kate Kane with a totally new character. That may end up being of African-American descent. All right, let me address this first. Stargirl is better because they put more money into it. They put more money and invested in this. It has this, Stargirl has the HBO Max budget type money.
I need to see it. I still haven't seen
it. Yeah, what you need to get together, dog.
Well, because I started watching Doom Patrol because we're going to start doing that
shit. Yeah, yeah, we can't tell people about it, though. We can't talk about it yet till Saturday.
No, no, I understand that, but I still watched it. I can say that.
Oh, you can say you watched it.
Yeah, yeah, I wasn't going to say, well, I just said we were going to review it.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure
we. My Jesus, I'm no better. I don't want to get us in trouble.
Okay, I just want to make sure. But yeah, but the thing is, just like Doom Patrol Season 2, Stargirl has HBO Max type budget. So that's why it looks cinematically better first and foremost. And also the storyline is done well. But there are some little plot points and plot devices where you're like, I don't get it. It doesn't really fit and it doesn't work. But they put more into it and more invested into this character. When it comes to the Batwoman recasting, I hate these stories. Now, I have much love for Carolyn Dries and the entire crew, what they're doing over there at Batwoman. They're not going to kill Kate Kane off. They're going to do her disappearance. And that's going to be a main plot point through the second season. My problem with that is Batman is still fucking missing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Batman and Bruce Wayne are gone. So it doesn't make sense to have Batman gone, Batwoman gone, Bruce Wayne is gone, Kate Kane is gone. Like, that doesn't, if you, it kind of.
I won't lie. Ruby Rose has put them in quite the pickle.
Yes, she
only wanted to work, what, 5 hours a week?
She only wanted to work 4 hours a day, 1 to 2 days a week. And you cannot do that as the lead of a television show, no matter what show it is. You cannot do that at all by any means. So that was the issue with that. And I don't mind with it being of African-American descent. I'm kind of leery on it the way it was announced. I'm hoping this was a plan just to say, let's go in a completely different, you know.
Well, isn't there a version of Batwoman where she is the character herself that takes the mantle is black, or did I make that up?
I don't know. I have to double check.
I don't know enough about
Batwoman. Yeah, I don't think there is one. But they're making a brand new character, Ryan Walker. That's the name they're using to pass out. So as of right now, she might have an actually different name in the show. But they are casting a woman who is of the LGBTQ community, which they most definitely fucking need to. You know what I'm saying? They definitely need to. And again, last I heard that Vanessa, I can't remember her last name. I just had it in my head. From Riverdale, one of the stars of Riverdale. She plays Toni Topaz on Riverdale. She was being eyed to play the role. And she had done screen tests. Again, stories up on MadTitanCast.com. Anyway. But yeah, that's how I feel about that.
And, what are you telling?
Huh?
Who are you telling?
She shouldn't agree to the show. She didn't want. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Saul. I'm going to go to this last one, and we're going to go back to our regular stories. Corey Scott Johnson, thank you for your donation again. He said, and I think this will apply to you better, Winston. Did you guys see that Japan finally has their first all-black animation studio? I'm going to try and pitch a show to them. Also, excuse me, have you guys also thought about teaming up with Blur Without Fear? I personally do not know who Blur Without Fear is.
I've never heard of Blur Without Fear.
So I don't, you know. Don't know about that, but what are your thoughts on it? I think it's dope.
I did see it, and it's absolutely phenomenal. They've worked on a lot of major projects leading up to this, and I'm super proud of them for actually getting to this stage. I really hope to see that. Like, it would be phenomenal to see that if they become like the next Naruto, the next My Hero Academia, like if they really blow up like that. I think that would be absolutely great. But yeah, no, you guys should 100% check it out. It was funny because I put a grip of random when I do PBPN, I essentially research every like positive black story I can find, and that's on the docket. I may actually go in more in depth with that with an episode, actually, since people are asking about it. It's not a bad idea.
Not at all. I say you go for it. Yeah. All right, let's go to our next story. Again, we're still taking your Streamlabs donations throughout the show and your questions. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/TIP. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/TIP. We'll get to them a little bit later. So let's talk about this. Now, we talked about, and it actually is good because of the question Corey Scott Johnson asked about a black potential new Batwoman. It seems like now everybody is for black people. And to me, some of it feels disingenuous. Here's why I say it. Now, all of a sudden, all these companies want to send out emails and say, oh, we're for the black community, we're for everybody and equality, blah, blah, blah. When some of them is like, shouldn't you have been from the beginning? Like, why do you feel like you need to make this stance? Now, I understand that some people feel like if a company does not make a statement, then it's a bigger issue. You know what I'm saying? If a company doesn't say that, it's like, oh, well, silence is complicit. But it's some companies now. Former Bachelorette on ABC. I want you to talk about that one.
Yeah, that's fine. So Rachel Lindsay, she was the first Black lead in Bachelor or Bachelorette history. She has actually been going off the last couple of weeks about how she feels that, like, there is this systemic racism in there that they still, like, because Mike Johnson, I forgot you don't watch Bachelor, so this is, I'm talking to you like talking to a brick wall. So Mike Johnson, he was one of the finalists on Hannah B's season last year, and she, you know, he got her like third or fourth place or whatever, and he was the favorite to become the Bachelor. Instead, they went with Pilot Peter, who was just a fucking mess. He just all over the board. His mama's a mess. He's a mess. It's just ugly, right? So it's just this whole thing that you actually had a situation where you had a Black dude that could really have led it, and they didn't go that direction. And so now what seems so weird is they decided to introduce this guy after all of the Black Lives Matter protests have happened. Are you just going to make this?
Just go ahead.
Anyway, that now they're doing it. Now, there's nothing wrong with them having a Black lead. If anything, this is what we've been asking for. But it's been, what, 45 seasons between all the shows. It's been 20-something years. And you just haven't seen this happen before. And it seemed to come out of left field from someone that hasn't even been on the show yet. He was supposed to be on this current season of The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of drama because, like, he apparently made a cameo after he got cast and was, like, doing cameos. But the funny thing is, he apparently already had a platform. He tried out for the Saints. He went to rookie training camp and he got cut.
Well, damn.
But he had a platform already, and he already was raising money for the Robin Hood Foundation in New York that, like, helps poor disenfranchised people. So he'd already had it. And so the Bachelorette was like, well, somebody, if you out here making cameo accounts, you ain't here for the right reasons. And it's like, he was famous before you.
Right. Like, yo, the man just said, yo, if you want me to get, you know what I'm saying, say hi to your mama, I'll say hi to your mama. You know what I'm saying?
So either way. It's very interesting because it's not just the Bachelor franchise. You had a situation where Starbucks said some shit where they're like, we won't allow people to wear Black Lives Matter stuff. People lost their minds for 24 hours. Like, okay, motherfucker, you let people do all the XYZ. And now they've backtracked and said they were.
Well, what the rule is that you cannot wear any outside paraphernalia, supposedly, that is not of Starbucks. Now, a couple Starbucks employees have told me this. But I had to disagree because I've seen employees with pens on and different things. So I'm like, you're not, that's not true.
Well, the other thing about it, and this, someone tried to bring this up to me, but there's a time and a place, and now was not that time. They said the way that they worded it was so poor because they were saying they were trying to develop their own level of pro-Black wear for the shops.
Yeah, you're trying to profit off of it.
But no. It wasn't even something that was going to be profit. They were going to allow them to, the employees, to wear that. They weren't going to sell that out. They were going to allow the employees to wear that. Here's the issue. We're in the middle of Black people being like, enough is enough is enough. And everybody else is like, yo, we support you and all that. And we're like, well, we can't let you, wear Black Lives Matter stuff. It's too political and shit. But go Black people. And they were just like, backtrack is just interesting.
Well, here's the problem, because never forget, what was it, last year or year before last, the incident where two Black men in Starbucks had the police call them.
Nigga, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
The police got called to them and they were just chilling.
They were actually having a business meeting.
Exactly. They were architects. I remember
They were architects shit. Having a business meeting. So then Starbucks had to say, well, we're going to introduce sensitivity training and anyone can sit in our stores and they don't have to purchase anything. And we feel very sorry about it. We're going to make our staff know how to handle customers better, and then we want to help Black people. It's like, yo,
it's a bad look, because even if the idea is that you're trying to do something specific, what they should have led with was, hey, we have a company specific stuff that we'd want to wear for whatever, you know what I'm saying, and do something like that. Mm-hmm. That to me is the bigger issue. They didn't do that. They were just like, you can't wear Black Lives Matter stuff, and it just came off as a bad look. So Starbucks is another one. And then the last one you would put on here was Airbnb sending out emails about the racism that they, like, we didn't know that racists were on our site. That's
like, that's how many videos have we seen of Airbnb owners just targeting Black people? Like the most recent video where the white woman was in she wasn't the owner of the building, I don't believe, but the guys were renting an apartment upstairs, three Black guys. And she was like, I don't know how you got in here. They're like, yo, bitch, we have a key. Well, you could have got that key from here and all this other creation. I'm calling the police and did that whole try to make my voice seem like I'm in danger, because these Karens, which are white women doing it, know that if they call the police in distress, the police will come running. Ma'am, we're here to save you and stop you from those devils. And that is potentially what's been a big thing as well. So, but also there have been many, many other instances, of people complaining about racist Airbnb owners. And so for them to send out this email is like, I think you're a little bit behind the curve. You can't try to play this now because you address shit once it happens. When somebody says, well, this is a racist owner, well, how do we know unless somebody's racist? You should ask them for, how do you feel about black people standing in your spot? Like, straight up, how do you feel about black people? I know it's a weird thing to have to ask directly, but it's like, how do you feel about black people standing in place? Like, maybe that'll help us understand some things. I don't know. Again, let us know what you think. Let's see. Corey Scott John says, this is why I've never visited Starbucks and don't plan to. I spent up all my money on my gift card after they did that bullshit, to be honest with you.
I haven't used it yet, but once it's up, I don't need
to. Shouts out to Little Hoop says, journalists have been reporting racist Airbnb fuckery for years. They knew this was happening. They were just complacent with the status quo because those racist owners were making them money. Exactly. Thank you so much for that.
So interesting. Our next story, this has been kind of funny to me. Kristen doesn't find this funny, and I don't blame her because there was a thing that started.
Can you hold up real quick? Thank you to everyone that is watching this live right now. We've noticed the numbers jumping up. Thank you so much. Please make sure you are thumbs upping this if you're watching this on YouTube. Thank you so much. Subscribe, please. Mm-hmm. Share the video. Click on the notifications. All that good stuff. Follow our Facebook fan page. I just wanted to make sure I acknowledge the people.
No, for sure. So the only thing I find fun, let me clarify. The only thing I find funny about this is because it started a genuine debate across Twitter. Mm-hmm. What Kristen doesn't find funny about this, I'll explain right away. So Andrew Yang tweeted yesterday, it's been almost a full 24 hours, my boys think Shake Shack is better than Five Guys, right or wrong. That shit went motherfucking viral, where all the stupid In-N-Out stands out here be like, well, In-N-Out clearly is the best with their cardboard-ass fries. So people have been arguing which is better. You know, Five Guys is too expensive, Shake Shack is too expensive, like In-N-Out tastes like trash. Texas folk, we out here standing for Whataburger. It has been absolutely wild to watch people put all their arguments forth and to find how many people have good taste and bad taste, essentially, is what it comes down to. Now, here's the thing that got a little fucked up about it, though. So while the burger debate was happening, yesterday in New York, three cops claimed that they were poisoned by employees at Shake Shack. So they were rushed to the hospital to try and have everything checked out. A full-blown investigation kicked off. It only took them about 5 hours to find out that, no, they were not intentionally poisoned by employees. It's that, like anything else, you have to clean certain machinery. They cleaned the shake machinery. They did not get all of the cleaner directly out, so they were lightly food poisoned. The only thing they end up having is really bad diarrhea. They were fine after staying
in the hospital. But the New York's police chief wanted to make this big statement. It's a war on police officers.
How dare you? This is a war on police officers. Y'all trying to kill us? And people lost their fucking minds. And I think the part about it
that's... I just had diarrhea.
But here's the thing that's so fucked up about it. We're already on tense terms as is, right? Cops are already beating our ass just for peacefully protesting. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden you've now told these cops and all the right-wingers that have been like pro Blue Lives Matter and shit, now all of a sudden it seems like it's a straight-on actual war where people are trying to assassinate police. That's not what happened.
Let's not forget last week with the cop who was like, we're tired of the media making us look like thugs and criminals and blah, blah, blah. And we was like, yo, if you just close your eyes and replace every time they say cops and police with the words black people, that is the exact same shit we've been saying for years. And it is also very funny that it's the New York Police Department, because the NYPD along with the LAPD have been some of the most infamous police forces, known for numerous occasions of police brutality and infractions and things like that. So it really speaks volumes for them. You know, everybody's like, oh, well, it's just a few bad cops. And you're like, come on, fam. You can't have bad cops. Why? Because you can't have bad doctors when people's lives on the line. You can't have bad pilots when people's lives on the line. And people's lives are in the hands of police officers, which I'm glad they have finally decided in New York to disband plainclothes officers doing what they do. Because those were the ones who were a big component of a lot of violence in the streets. Because nobody knows you a cop walking just because you got on some dad jeans and a goddamn tucked in polo. Nobody cares you're an officer, because now you feel like you can just push your weight around. You know you can do it until you push your weight around. Then all of a sudden you flash your badge. So now that person's in trouble.
But to that point, I think the thing that, again, that upsets me the most about this story, there are two components. The first being, again, you have now, before you decided to retract your statement, you have set off a hornet's nest of now cops are like, they're trying to kill us. And they're going to probably amplify their bullshit because they were online talking about, fuck y'all for this. We coming for you for this. Trying to come for Shake Shack, which is fucking delicious. Ain't never hurt nobody except an occasional fucked up.
Excuse me, I just want to say something.
Huh?
I miss burgers.
You can't have red meat. I'm so sorry.
Miss real burgers.
Like, oh man, I'm so sorry.
I've been beyond burgering it up. Like, shouts out to Fat Burger for my Impossible Burger with gluten free bread, which is disgusting. But I'm just saying, it's just I miss burgers.
So that's the first thing. But here's the second thing, and this is the one that pisses me off and leads us into our next story. For those that don't know, there have now been 5 reported, because there could be more, and we just don't know about it. There have been 5 reported black men that have been hung from trees. Every single time the cops have said that they were suicide, let's be real clear about this. Ain't no black men out here committing suicide by hanging themselves by a tree outside of City Hall.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Mm-hmm. And I need people in the chat to answer. Do you all mind if we go over a bit?
I don't. It just, what it may, we may have to do Harley from afar just because I got to be somewhere.
At what time?
I have to be over to my, back to my spot by 4. Okay. So, it just
so we might not go too long. We're not going to go. I just wanted to make sure because this is a subject we need to talk about.
I agree.
Okay. I apologize for the interruption.
You're fine. You're fine. I mean, remember that last one's already done and then we got to do that. And then we have a few videos. So that's fine. So here's the thing about this that is so insanely fucked up. This all come and not even to God, I do not want to mess up her name. So hold on a second, because maybe you remember it. There was a young lady who was also a protester herself who spoke out about somebody who was abusing her.
And she was just murdered
for a few days and she was just found murdered.
And in this case, they actually found the suspect.
Did they?
Yes. They have him arrested. And he has a record already for doing shit. So with him, it's his track record.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucked up all being, but
Toyin.
Yes. Let me say this. Black people, we suffer through mental health issues. There's no secret about that. Many of us are silent. There's no secret about that. But one thing that is not happening is black people hanging themselves in front of fucking buildings or hanging themselves in general. And I saw people literally try to tweet me and say, well, you know, they could have set it up because of the political climate and add to the tension. Fuck you.
Who is sacrificing their fucking life for the political? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Fuck you, your mama, your daddy, your mama's egg, your daddy's sperm. Fuck your granddaddy's crispity, crunchy ass. Fuck your grandmama and her old diseased ass hair. Fuck your entire genealogy if you come to me with that shit. Because there is no way in heaven and or hell black men and women are just voluntarily saying, I'm going to string my fucking self up. We've never done that. You might hear about an overdose. You might hear about a gunshot. But we are not fucking hanging ourselves. If anybody ever tells you.
But here's the thing. If black people, because there are some people that have hung themselves regardless, you know what they're not going to do? They're not going to go fucking do it in front of SETI fucking
the hall, in front of a courthouse.
Are you out of your mind? They're not going to go in the middle of a park and do that shit.
And here's the problem, like he said earlier, the police in the 5 separate incidents, one in Palmdale, one in Victorville, one in Houston, one in New York, and I can't remember the fifth.
Last one, Tennessee?
Tennessee. All 5, the police, this is showing you how much bullshit they're on because each one of them said they're suicides. Suck my dick. That is no such thing that all 5 of those are suicides when all 5 of those are statements. And the problem is, again, police reform. You need to sit there and weed out all these motherfucking racists in there who just use what the police force it was originally created for. And we've said it. They were slave catchers. And so this time they're like, oh, we're going to show those naggers. And they sit there hanging black people and motherfuckers think it's okay.
We're going to fucking name Antifa, which is not even an organization, a fucking terrorist unit, but we're not going to call it the KKK for hundreds of years that have fucking tortured us.
And you won't even call them a terrorist organization. You won't list it. It won't do nothing. Or when people march with neo-Nazi symbols and flags and, you know, all those, and you say there's mighty fine people on good side, they're good people on both sides. Suck my...
But this is my problem right here. How the fuck in 5 hours did you already find out that it was not someone actually trying to murder cops? It was a fucking accident.
Yep.
You solved that shit in 5 fucking hours. We heard shit about this.
You just tried to chop it up as, oh, it's just a suicide in the story. No.
So we
need. Which ties into our next story. If you didn't, I'm sorry about that, my brother.
That's fine. I was just literally going to say, like, we needed to get that off of our fucking chest. I know that the last few weeks have been pretty heavy, but that's the thing. on the show, but they've been heavy because this shit keeps happening, because this shit will not stop. And we're not going to stop talking about it until it finally does, which, like you said, brings us to what happened last week. If you did not see Dave Chappelle's 8:46, I don't know what's wrong with you. You need to watch it immediately. As soon as this is over, it's not
a comedy special.
I'm going to warn you right now. There's like three jokes in there. And they're not even setup jokes. They're kind of throwaway jokes.
Just
like
saying,
he goes on about how Candace Owens probably has a stank pussy because she's just a terrible person and shit like that, which she is. She's a bad person.
She's a horrible person.
But that's the extent of his jokes. He makes a joke about Azalea Banks. I was hoping he was really going
to
go in.
I was hoping to God he
would. But once we realized it was not a comedy special, that did it. He bared his soul about how, again, you watched a man call up for his mother and realize that he was dying, you know, for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The fact that he was born at 8:46.
Dave was born at 8:46.
The Dave was born at 8:46, so it hit him even harder. There was another one that he mentioned that happened on his birthday. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on that just like specifically.
I love he brings up the Christopher, what's his name? Darden?
Darner.
Darner. Yeah. Christopher Darner. If you remember, he was the infamous Dallas shooter.
Dallas. That was the one that was here in LA.
He was in LA, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was, because I know there was another one here.
He's a vet who became a cop. He tried to multiple times bring up to his chief about a bunch of different series of police brutality. They ignored him and ultimately fired him because they felt like he was actually hindering cases and shit like that. He ended up snapping after that because he lost his pension while doing that. And he ended up saying, he wrote a manifesto, which essentially said the police department is extremely corrupt. Like, this is your source of domestic terror. I'm gonna wage war on the LAPD, which he did. He ended up killing a cop, another cop, and his daughter. And then when they actually found him, and this is a thing that I didn't realize, they couldn't figure out they couldn't figure out what truck he was in. They apparently opened fire on a number of trucks that he was not in, trying to find him.
Yes.
I didn't know that, which is crazy. So what Dave actually points out is he was like, look, he even had in his manifesto that he was trained in the army to deal with terror cells. So his whole thing of waging war on the cops in his mind apparently was a fight against domestic terror. Now, do I condone him going out and killing? No, not like, let's get that real clear. Because I don't condone people getting killed on in any form or fashion. Death penalty shit is maybe a conversation you have for something else, like Dylan Roof's ass can fucking fry. That's a different conversation. But I don't agree with just coming out here in the streets and shooting people up like that. But the mentality of someone who has watched people get murdered over and over again, watching these people get murdered and murdered over and over again by the police like that, you can understand why someone would literally snap, why he would snap. I don't condone it, but I understand it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I hope people understand that very clearly. I do not condone it, but I understand it.
And many people have been reading his manifesto now and saying, I understand it. And again, like you said, it's not condoning anything, but we've seen people bring up the KKK. Some people bring up Antifa, which isn't even a group. It's anti-fascism. But go ahead.
I was just thinking of another example. You hear of this all the time where women are getting beat by their husbands for years and years and years, and one day they snap and they murder that motherfucker. You don't condone it, but you fucking understand that shit.
They do that. And so for Dave to bring that up and then to say that when they found him in a cabin, they brought all type of tanks, SWAT teams, and everything. Almost 400 police officers from everywhere to converge because one of their own had been taken down. So he was like, how the fuck do you think we feel? And that goes back to when he also brought up, stop bringing up this motherfucker's record. And by motherfucker, I mean George Floyd. Stop bringing up his past record, because his past record had nothing to do with the moment in question. That moment he died, nothing. And so that's why he was like, that's why he's the guy. That's why he's the guy. Because people are trying to say, oh, you're making him a hero. No, because we got tired at that point.
But it's not only that, is that we're not looking for fucking heroes. We're looking for some normalcy. We're not looking for heroes. He literally just became.
I got this one thing. So just, I think it was yesterday or the other day. Yesterday, the Supreme Court passed legislation that the members of the LGBT community cannot be fired solely based off of their sexual orientation.
Trans people too.
Mainly trans people, which is a great moment for them. And again, basic human rights, right? Why the fuck are we still having to fight for equality to be black and they can say nothing about it? I think people need to understand that. I'm happy for the LGBT community. I'm happy for women who have gotten their rights. But as a whole, you have members of both of those groups who are still Black, who no matter what, that takes precedent.
But the one thing that I will say that I appreciate, and I'm sure you know about all of the marches that happened, because Pride didn't happen, that you had all Black Lives Matter.
Which I had an issue with at first until somebody broke it down.
Well, exactly. And I at first I was confused. I was like, wait, what are we doing here? But I understand what they're doing, because one of the things that we have not been talking about as much, and we wanted to discuss this as well. Again, we're talking about Toyin. That was, her loss is ridiculous. The fact that there have been a number of Black trans women that have been murdered, and that continue to be murdered year after year, but this year in particular, it's worse than normal. This shit has to stop. And one of the things that I appreciate is the fact that this particular march this past weekend was acknowledging the fact that even as Black men, as we're getting fucked up, there are people even further in the community that are getting even less attention and that are being treated as bad, if not worse. And I appreciate the fact that that was something that was acknowledged this past weekend, because I think that the Black trans community, specifically Black trans women, are one of the highest murdered groups in like the country. It's completely unacceptable.
Yeah, like I said, when I first heard it, I literally called bullshit, because when you hear all Black Lives Matter and you're like, are you motherfuckers really trying to do this to appease the all lives? That's literally my thought process. And because I also believe, and I understand with it being Pride the day the march happened. So I get it. Let me make sure I clarify this. I get it and I got it. Because at first I was like, well, Black trans lives are included in Black Lives Matter. You know, Black LGBT members are Black in Black Lives that Matter. So why do we need to say all? You know, so that was my thought process the whole time. But I got it. But again, we're glad those happened. Make sure you check out 846. It is not a comedy special. It is available on YouTube. Because I remember when he dropped it, I tweeted, was like, this is not a game. This is free records. Dave Chappelle just dropped a special. And everybody was like, thank you for telling me. So yeah.
I got super excited. And then I watched and I was like, but when's the funny coming in? But he hit me with such realness. I didn't even really get that bit of shape about it. I was just glad to hear him say
something. Which one are we doing first?
We're going to go on a lighter side of things. So, let's stick with
the remix.
Yeah. Right. Because all right. So for those that don't know, there's this woman, where was she? Louisiana?
I think so. Yeah.
She was being arrested by this cop, but
I think I have the original.
You could just play the original.
Where the fuck I at? Naturally. Ask anybody who know me.
What you in school for?
The fuck are you talking about? Why are you detaining me? You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job because you are detaining me for nothing. And you're detaining me for nothing. And you about to lose your job. You ain't even got no job because you training. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Is this shit worth you losing your job? Because you about to. Because you ain't got no reason. I could pay.
So.
Went viral.
And so one of the greatest remixers we've seen, Swayed the Remix God.
And I'm Marquis.
Go for it. You got it, man.
They decided to give us, ladies and gentlemen, take them. Let me see what the comments are saying.
No. They're waiting for the remix. Just do it.
Take it. Don't. Just go. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job because you are detaining me for nothing. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance.
Oh my goodness.
you bought to. Because you ain't got no reason.
There you go. Fire!
You were about to lose your job. You were about to lose that fucking Bugs Bunny, that fucking mouse shit.
Elmo shit.
The Elmo, up in space, nigga. Up in space. You were about to lose it. You were about to lose your job. Hey, you were about to lose your job. Hey, so, you were about to. You were about, you know what that cop needs to do? That cop needs to.
Apologize to the hoe.
You were about to lose your job.
Jesus! Jesus Christ!
Okay, so a couple things. First of all, if you did like that remix, again, Sway the Remix God, it is available on Spotify and Apple Music, so definitely down. I bumped that shit the ride over here.
You about to
I'll just say, yo, job, gonna lose it. Yeah, you about to lose your move, nigga. You about to lose your job. Like, oh, man. That's my
so favorite. There was the reason we played that because a protest happened, and that song seemed to ring out so well. Check this out.
Yo, I'm trying to tell y'all, I love my people. I'm gonna tell you why I love my motherfucking people. We are so close to just constantly crying and breaking the fuck down, and we take the shittiest part of the motherfucking pig and make some motherfucking chitlins. We take that fucking scrap shit you made and make the best macaroni and cheese you ever had in your life. This the macaroni and cheese of motherfucking police arrests. I love this shit. Play it again, nigga. Play that shit again. Play it. Play the motherfucking protest again, not the whole.
Oh, sorry, we forgot the camera.
Oh, God, black people are dope. Black people dope as fuck, nigga. Shit.
Yes, we are. We're dope. Shit. Okay, so. Yes, we take the best out of the worst and make it happen. Look, oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about. And so, before we go, we got a bunch of Streamlabs we got to get to.
Yeah, we
got a bunch of Streamlabs. Okay, so thank you everybody who's been dropping them. You got until I'm pretty much done to drop them. Birdsinthehood.com. Make the scroll go around.
Go ahead and pass the plate around again. Right. Is that what you
pass it around. So shouts out to Eric Kirby Eric Kirby who would have donated. She says, silly question, but who's a bigger a-hole? Eric Cartman, South Park, or Roger the Alien from American Dad?
I don't watch enough American Dad to say, but I've seen Eric Cartman do some vile shit.
Eric Cartman got Kyle sent to a detention center.
Not only that, Eric also made a kid eat his fucking parents. Eric Cartman, man.
He tried to mobilize and get rid of the Jews.
He did that. He summoned Cthulhu.
The Cthulhu.
And started destroying the world.
I was like, oh, Cthulhu.
Yeah, no, I think it has to be Cartman.
Because, I mean, Roger is great. Roger's personalities are amazing. So, yeah, Roger. Fanboy Cantina, given the choice, would you rather supporters lean more towards higher Patreon tiers or posting donations in Streamlabs?
That's a great question.
Because I know now for me, and I'm going to start setting these up, I set up a $25 tier on my Patreon because I wanted to do something special and unique if I go that high. And the thing I'm doing is one-on-one with the supervillain. A lot of people I know have wanted to have a chance to just talk with me and just sit up and have a video conference. So I'm doing about an hour or so with everybody who's on that tier, and it's unfiltered. It's in the raw. We're going to talk about everything. And I'm going to see if I get the permission from each person I talk with to post the video in the Patreon or post the audio. So we'll just have those conversations. So, yeah, one-on-one with supervillain. So I think it depends. Because again, we know Patreon is monthly. Some people can support weekly. Some people can do both. I think it's really, it's dealer's choice.
I would agree in the sense that the one thing I could say about doing it via Patreon, you're going to get more out of us technically because it's stuff that we're offering as part of your monthly subscription ship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, obviously, we'd love each and every fucking donation that comes through the Streamlabs. Trust me. Thank you. I can't say that enough. I feel like this is more of an avenue not only for us to raise money, but for us to interact with you during the show, if that makes sense. So it really depends on what you're more comfortable with. That would be my argument.
Because Blurreds in the Hood is a three-person show. I finally will say it that way. Hmm. The two of us and you all watching. Because most shows don't directly engage. $20 above the JDL. Hill. If you need me to be your life coach, I'll be get your shit together. What is wrong with you?
Would you stop spitting on me?
I'm sorry, baby.
Just don't touch me.
Shut up.
You about to lose your job. Nigga, you about to lose your job.
Fire me from the show. Randy Constance, thank you for your donation. Says right on. PC, thank you as always, sweetie. She says, last week I told you guys about Kevin's barbershop in Bueno Mano. Well, I let him cut my hair in layers because he wanted to. When my siblings saw my cut, those savages said I look like Cat Williams. They called me Cat until it grew. I'm sorry for laughing.
No, that's what good siblings are supposed to do.
Oh, my God.
And that's what good siblings
are supposed to do. Thank you for your next donation, BC. She also said, do you guys want sports back or do you see it as a distraction from what's going on? I consider it both. I think I need Jay to yell at me. Okay, $25 on Patreon, or you can go ahead and hit me up and personally I'll yell at you.
Do you think sports should come back or it's a distraction? Okay, here's my thing. If we had not hit this, because this is the part of me that agrees with Kyrie Irving. If we had not hit this stride now where we really are out here protesting and fighting a lot of the stuff that's going on, then I would agree with you. I would think that bring the sports back. We need it. People are down and out. What I'm genuinely afraid of, once a lot of these allies that were kind of more like, there are some allies that are really, I get it, I'm here with you, let's go. But there's a number that are like, man, that is fucked up that's happening. Yeah. I see you. The minute all of a sudden basketball or football's back, oh shit, my nigga, you see Russell Westbrook out here just yamming on people. That is what I'm afraid
of. Yeah, I get it.
That all of a sudden all this progress we made will be completely gone because a new shiny toy has been used to distract people. Yeah. That is what I'm personally afraid of.
I agree with that because we talked about it yesterday on Game Time. And I think some people want a level of normalcy. But at the same time, we have traction going right now. And there are things, in a sense, being put in front of us to stop this traction, whether we see it or not. You know, again, the opening up of everything is one of those things to put in as a deterrent. Look, why go protest when you can go to a bar again? You can go hang out again and do all those things. So I agree. I want it. Like, look, we got cornhole championships on. Why the fuck? Yes, my nigga. ESPN got everything.
I didn't make any faces. I know. Okay.
Shouts out to Alberto Rios. Thank you for being a member of the squad. And thank you for your donation. We appreciate you so much. Storm Shadow Rocks, thank you so much for yours. And you earned this one. He says, inquiring minds want to know, Jay, how many tight ends do you count to get to sleep? Another great show. Thank you, guys. I get to about 817, and I'm still on round 27 of the NFL draft. By then, I'm asleep. Kirsty, thank you for your donation. And Kenneth Daisy, thank you for your donation just for the hell of it. Ferris Mathuna just dropped one for us. Thank you as well, man. We appreciate all y'all. I don't think you understand and know how much we love and appreciate y'all.
Oops.
How much? What did you do?
I was typing it in because someone asked for it again.
I put
top. It's not
that,
top.
That is a different type of donation.
That's a completely different type of donation. Holy fuck. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Did we get through all our videos? Is that
everything? Oh, no, we had the cuss out video. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this is for our last video we'll play, and then we'll get ready to get up out of here, okay? So again, Karens, Chads, Kevins all have been caught on camera being racist as shit and then issuing the most bullshit apologies ever.
I definitely fucked that one up. Oh no!
This is what y'all get on Blurreds in the Hood every week if you knew.
Baby, I might have fucked up, and I might have to top now. I'm really sorry. I may have just whored myself out. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that. So there was a video, right, where this woman told this other black man to go back to Oakland, and he was not having it. Check it out.
I got you on recording now. You told me to go back to Oakland, right? Let me tell your dusty, dirty, dingy, mannequin-built ass something. You don't tell me where the fuck to go. When you leave your house, language. You old, stanky-ass lady, you are in the world. So you don't tell me to go back to Oakland. You take your wrinkled pussy ass to Oakland. Get your funky mass ass to Oakland. You got a whole COVID-19 fit on with your dusty ass. You the one. You the reason why this shit is here. You got hella senior citizen spit on your motherfucking sweater telling somebody to go to Oakland. Huh?
Stop talking for a minute.
Huh?
Can you control your mouth for
you need to
minute?
Control your ass because it stinks. You need to go get in a wheelchair. Get your old funky ass somebody here telling somebody to go back to Oakland. You're an Alan. Okay, you act like you're 80-something years old. And your age don't matter. It seems like you're racist. You see me run by and you tell a black person to go back to Oakland. So it's black people in Oakland, right? Ain't no black people in Alameda?
There's more white people living in
Oakland. Okay, well, get your dusty, wrinkled bag, trash, face having ass up out of here then. Don't tell no black person to go back to Oakland. You can't tell me where to go, all right? I'm fucking grown.
And this is the other thing I love about my people, man. The COVID-19 fit on. He roasted the fucker, which all people that have drooling ass on your motherfucking COVID-19 fitted and shit, looking like somebody old grandma's shit.
Now, here's the thing. There are people that have got to watch this and say, oh my God, that was a little too harsh and extreme. To be honest, it's not. It's not. Because of the level this shit keeps happening.
We're looking at this.
Yeah. But that's the thing, like, the level this keeps happening, the level this keeps going, where you have these white men and women.
I saw this one. There was the grandma. There was literally this Asian woman who was doing steps. She was just kicking on the steps and left plenty of space. When she saw the woman come, she kicked to the side so the woman could move by. She's like, what are you doing? Like, you need to go back to your country. You're just taking up all the stairs and you're all here. Nobody wants you.
Oh, and then they know because she was a manager at Carl's Jr. And then they got her again because I think this is her second instance. She's actually Latina, but likes posing as because she's white presenting. So she's actually Latina. I remember that one. But again,
are you sure? Because this one was specifically an Asian woman.
That came at the Asian woman in the park, right?
You're saying the woman that yelled at her.
Yes,
was
that's
Latina.
The one. Yes, I didn't know that. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Oh. So the thing is, like, people are like, oh, that's excessive and blah blah blah. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because I'm going to hurt your feelings again.
Also, if you notice, he didn't touch her.
He didn't touch
her. He didn't do any sort of violence. But if you're going to tell me to go back to my country, first of all, motherfucker, I was born here. Second of all, I was brought here. My ancestors were brought here against their motherfucking will.
And it ain't just as easy to leave this country as you think it is.
So the fact that all he did was pull out his camera, embarrass her, and serve her the dozens, that's the real reason why.
He served it at work. He gave ass that.
She got. But you know what's funny is because we showed the video last week, I think, about the Asian dude that kept backing up. He's like, no, I don't want any trouble. Like, leave me alone. He pulled a taser out, and the white guy knocked the taser out of his hand. And then you remember he knocked his ass the fuck out?
Oh, yeah. The dude in L.A.
I don't know if it was in L.A., but
they were in the streets.
I showed you this video, and the white dude came up. He's like, hey, motherfucker. And he kept trying to fight him.
And they were in the streets.
And the taser, and he was like, stop, stop. And then the Asian dude ran into a car.
Was in L.A.
Oh, I didn't know that was in L.A.
That's in L.A.
Well, long story short, then all of a sudden they're fighting, right? Asian dude, once, dude, second time, whoa. Guy comes back, starts fucking throwing his arms like he's Henry Cavill. One more, out cold. And then the Asian dude went and dragged him over out the street, still trying to be classy as fuck. Like, if you come looking for trouble, do not be surprised when you find it. That's the one thing I'm saying. Like, fuck, if you're going to tell me to go back to Oakland, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to call you out on your bullshit, Karen.
All right, well, we got a last couple Streamlabs just came in. I want to make sure I acknowledge Swartor Gaming. Thank you for your donation. Says, hey, please check out the petition for Lavina Johnson on change.org. Sad story. We definitely will. Thank you for making us aware of that. I don't know if I knew of that, if you did.
I'll look
so
up
thank
right
you
now.
So much. Anthony Gusto, iTunes upload for the show. Don't worry. I got to pull. So here's the issue. Every episode I want to put on our podcast feed, I have been swamped as much as Winston has. And so I've forgotten to upload my maybe the past six episodes. I'm trying six, seven episodes. I am trying to get them all up there. Please forgive me. I want you all to have the audio version of this as well. So that is on me. That is my fault. My bad. I'm the bad dude on that one. My bad.
You about to lose your job. You want to do that today?
What?
Since I'm not gonna have time to do Harley. You want to do that today?
Do what?
uploaded the podcast.
Yeah, we might as well upload them then since you've been here. But look, that is all we got for this week's edition of Blurreds in the Hood with me, your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington, and the swaggy Blurred, Winston A. Marshall. We thank each and every one of you all every week who come in here. Make sure you spend part of your Tuesday afternoon or evening with us. You could be a bunch of other places doing a bunch of other things, but you'd rather hang with two blurs who are going to keep it honest, real, and make you laugh about an hour and some change. So we appreciate y'all. I think you know already how it goes. Follow me, Twitter, Instagram. You see the name, Mr. J. Washington. If I may say it, Winston. Twitter, Instagram, everything is one thing. The Swaggy Blur with him everywhere because it's universal.
And you can see our Patreon.
And the Patreons are above.
Up there.
Right up there.
Support us, a lot of good stuff. All my patrons that are watching this right now, since I've got a little extra time now, I'm going to go home and finish adding those of you that have joined the Discord already, the top two tiers to the PBPN Writers Room, and I'll throw you some information. So what I'm looking for, and then we'll get things underway. For those that are curious, so PBPN, tomorrow I will be doing a top five best stories that we did with our original run of the show. Mm-hmm. And then next week you'll get your first new episode of PBPN. We had a little technical difficulty, so this seemed like a good solution to be able to give you some good content and then keep things rolling. So that's definitely what's going on there. And Thursday, for those that do not remember, Swagback Thursday is the second episode. We're going to be playing Donkey Kong Country. Came out of 94, which means I got a lot of 94 hip-hop and R&B for your ass. It's going to be fire. So definitely check that out, twitch.tv/theswaggyblur.
I don't have all the stuff to stream on Twitch, like game stream. I can just stream regular. But I am working on trying to bring back Educated Insanity News again. It's hard, and I know what Winston's talking about, trying to do everything yourself. It's hard trying to do these. I just got a self-tape audition from my agent right while we were doing the show, so having to do that, keeping up with a lot of stuff. But I want to make sure I give everybody everything they deserve and then some, because that's me. For those who've been knowing Jay and following Jay for the longest, I do stand-up. I'm doing a stand-up show tonight on Instagram. Please follow me on Twitter. I think I retweeted it. It's on my Twitter, so go to my Twitter, twitter.com/MrJWashington. I'm doing a stand-up show live tonight on Instagram. You'll check that out. Acting. Y'all already know I'm already over the place. Hosting. Wrestling. I'm trying to get my wrestling bookings back, but like places like Vegas, which seem like a good spot, but then I'm hearing people getting the COVID out there. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do it again. You know what I'm saying? And so much more in hosting and everything, so I'm trying to stay busy. I just got my thing for Comic-Con's doing it at home Comic-Con convention, so now I got to resign my press up for that. I'm set up for DC fandom and all that other stuff, so I'm trying to give y'all everything I got and then some. That's why I don't sleep. I've been told I need to sleep by him, by my girl, by a bunch of other people, like, yo, you need to sleep, dog. So what? Okay, so yeah, I've been told by a bunch of people. So I'm gonna tell you, say what, girl, my guys, you gonna say my peoples. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Just didn't like where your neck just And so, you already know, but thank you guys for spending every week with us. Oh, yeah, by the way, I've been putting up dishes I cook as well because I like to cook. He's going to get to try. Last night, I made some sweet potato and poblano quesadillas with a Southwestern-style crema spice sauce, so he will be able to try that after this is done. I've been putting up that. My buddy has been talking about me streaming my cooking videos when I'm cooking and preparing meals, but I got to get everything together for that and all that. You know what I'm saying, how that goes. But do you have anything else to say, brother?
Not at all. For those that are asking, that are looking to join the Discord, I mean, you're obviously welcome to. It is specifically for the patrons. So any tier gets you in. The top two tiers get you in the writer's room. That's it. Just as a heads up. But it is going to just be an opportunity that if people want to try and connect with me more on a deeper level, especially from a standpoint that, like, I can't always catch DMs on Instagram and Twitter. I try if I see them a lot, or even Facebook. A lot of times you get caught in that like request thing and I forget to check it. But yeah, it's just another way to communicate. That's all. So got nothing but love for you. We'll have more content on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So that right now, the focus is PBPN. But once I've gotten that kind of under control, I mainly use my main channel as a means to put out like sketches and a few interviews and stuff like that. The quarantine series is wrapped for now. I may pick that back up in a little bit, but again, I got to focus on PBPN. But I have a couple sketches that I've written out that I do want to put up. So that will become live again pretty soon. But right now, youtube.com/PBP News. Let me type that out. Hold on. www.youtube.com/.
Oh, we got jokes. News. We got jokes.
Let's so, yeah. So I see that. But yeah, that go to that YouTube channel. Subscribe. That's where the new PBPN episodes will come out. And again, the top five best stories that we did will be up tomorrow. So definitely check that out.
Also, I'm supposed to be working out with Winston today. I said I was gonna take the day off, but my body is like, yo, you can do this. Cause my gym clothes were so sweaty and funky, they are still on my balcony since six, like whatever time I've been done last. They aired out.
All right, we should wrap this up. Right. We're at 3:30.
Thank you guys so much. We will holler at y'all next week, same time, same channel. We out of here. Take care. Bye.